When we discuss chazara, so at different stages in our learning, there are different types of review which are beneficial. We're going to approach different types of review, and the practical application depends a little bit on the amount of time you have, where you're holding in your learning. Different stages require different types of chazara. So the key is to know what options there are, and then you have to figure out the formula how to apply it by you. When we speak about chazara, review, so technically that's maybe one of the most important parts of learning, if not the most important part, because you don't review, you don't remember. If that was true of the giants in the Talmud, how much more so of us? There are excellent books out there, and each one has his angle, and there's always more to learn, and different techniques work for different people. So, by all means, this is just the first step. After this, explore the subject, learn more about it. We're not going to cover everything, but we'll try to cover parts of it. The Gemara tells us that one of the Amoraim learned the halacha that if you read the Megillah by night, you have to read it again by day. If you and I read that piece of Gemara, we'd go on to the next line. That was pretty clear. We understood that. Next. Gemara says he stopped and reviewed it 40 times. 40 times one line? That seems like a pretty simple line to remember. Once, twice, thrice. Got it. 4 times, okay? 10 times, you're pushing it. 40 times? That doesn't seem normal to us. But then again, we don't know what it means to remember things accurately. So we have to have perspective that part of what happens when we review is that we cover less ground at first glance, and that's a price worth paying, because otherwise you don't have it. You have the joy of learning new material, but then you'll have the joy of learning that as new material again next year because you won't remember it. And people, I think, do something that's very unfair. They talk about geniuses. And then they make you feel like, in order to succeed in Torah, he remembers he's a genius. He's got a photographic memory. They have all these lines. Rabbi Avadia Yosef sat and learned and worked and toiled. And when he was rabbi in Egypt, he went to shul. That was the only place they had a lit candle. And he learned there into the night. And the only place he could learn was up next to the where the chazan used to daven. They'd have a ner tamid, a permanent fire going there. So he'd go there to learn, and hunched over his sefer at night, he'd be learning there. And sometimes it would rain, and the ceiling wasn't so good, so there wasn't such good insulation. And the rain would drip directly where he was learning. So he'd stay hunched over his sefer, and in the back they had a bunch of mattresses, extra mattresses in the back. When guests came, they used them, but they were like extra mattresses in the back of his shul. So he put a mattress over his back so the rain stopped dripping on his head. And he'd learn, and when that mattress got drenched, he'd take that one off, bring another one, and keep hunched over his sefer and learn. He still learns maybe 15 to 18 hours a day. And Hashem should bless him with longevity. He's not a young man. So it's not fair what people do. And they give us this impression that the people who succeed in Torah are those that have super memories, and they're super geniuses, and they have photograph memories, and that's how they did it. It's not true. There were the exceptions. You did have exceptional geniuses in Jewish history. But the giants of Jewish history were not necessarily the geniuses. Sometimes there were people that had to work very hard to get a line of Gemara down, to memorize anything. And everyone who made it anywhere had to work hard. Torah is not like any other knowledge. You want to get it good, you got to work hard. It doesn't come easy. And part of working hard is chazara. The good news is that after the initial effort, it gets easier. It gets easier on many fronts. Firstly, you get used to reviewing. Secondly, you start seeing the benefits of reviewing. You start seeing that you know something. And thirdly, the mind has two modes it could work in. Meaning there's the mode we're accustomed to being in, which in our generation has reached probably an all-time high, and that is absorbing information. We're so used to every second there's new information. I get to hear about what's going on all over the world. You open up the news, you start seeing millions of new pieces of information. Your cell phone gives you millions of new pieces of information. We're constantly bombarded with information. It used to be that when the phone rang, you knew someone was calling you. Today, there's caller ID. So it's already another piece of information. It's useful. But it means that there's more information involved before I actually go and pick up that phone. so on and so forth. So the one way our mind could work is just processing the information and on to the next piece of information, which is what we're accustomed to doing. The way Torah wants us to use our minds is to process and think about how I'm going to store it so I have it for later use. It requires a certain concentration, which we're unaccustomed to applying. When a person reviews and constantly tests himself how well he remembers something, so then what happens is the mind starts training itself to catch things differently, to learn things differently. If you read a passage and you realize at the end of the passage you're going to be asked questions about that passage, you read it differently than if you're just reading a newspaper article. And by the same token, a person that's used to testing himself after he reads something, reviewing it, checking how well he knew it, so then he reads it the first time differently. You can read a Tosus and run through it, or you could read it, and every few lines stop and ask yourself, okay, what did I just read? What did I just get from here? Where am I holding? Which is a much better way to read it. It takes a little bit longer, but it's the long way which is really the short way, because in the end you have much more in your hands. So it's hard. It takes getting used to, but it gets easier, and it's something which it's the first challenge is getting into the habit. Before we discuss reviewing, we have to discuss learning a little bit, because if you don't learn something well, it's going to be hard to review it. So when we take a new piece of Gemara, and I'm starting with Gemara, because Gemara is a little unique, and that you got to figure out where does the question begin, where does the answer begin, who's coming to answer, who's coming to ask. It's a little bit more difficult than other things. So on Gemara, why don't you just take the weight off of it? Okay. In Gemara, we see it most vividly that you could read a page and not understand where the question began, where the answer began, what's answering what. So I always say, the first time you approach a piece of Gemara, just get a picture of what's happening in the daf. Sometimes I'll run through a daf where I don't understand every word in the daf, but I need to get a picture of what I'm reading as I'm reading it. If it's unfamiliar information, and it's the way a lot of Hebrew text, ancient Hebrew text is written, you don't have periods, you don't have question marks, you don't have capitals. You don't even know when it's someone's name, or when it's part of what he's saying sometimes. Rav Chama, is Chama his name, or is it Rav Chama, Rav Su? Well, okay, so you have many times that you just have to get a picture of what's going on. So before we talk about reviewing, we have to talk about learning. And especially in texts like Gemara, it's very beneficial to first run through the page, get an overview of what I'm about to read. Second time I read it, I try to understand more where the questions begin, where they end, what's addressing what. What's a question, what's an answer, and how does that answer that question? The third time I read it, I'm familiar with the page, so I can read it a little bit more quickly. I can understand it better. I recommend not reading it more quickly. Read it at the same slow pace and understand. And try to understand who is saying what. Who's answering what question. Where do I end off with all of this? And by the fourth time, it's already a review, which is something for retaining. By the fourth time, I'm already up to learning for retaining. Meaning the first two times, the first time for sure not. The second time, probably not. It's between the third and the fourth time that I'm reading a new page of Gemara that I could talk about retaining. And I would say the same thing with regards to Rashi and Tosfos and even learning something as simple as Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which seems pretty straightforward. If these are halachas that you know, so you're familiar with the text you're going to read, okay, and then it's not so difficult to absorb and remember at the same time. But if this is material that you're learning for the first time, in my opinion, the first time you have to focus on understanding what you're reading. If it's Gemara, then you can't even start with that. You have to first start with the makeup of the page and understanding what you're reading. It's only the second time that you really start understanding what you're reading. By the third or fourth time is where you're holding by learning it to remember. And that's very important. People are very quick to go from the Gemara to the Rashi to the Tosfos. What are you running for? Did you understand the Gemara? So you say, okay, I need Rashi. I don't have a problem if you're using Rashi as a tool. Not because you have to learn Rashi, but you're using him right now to understand what you didn't understand. Later on, you'll learn Rashi. Right now, I want you to use him as a tool. First, understand what you read. Could be that when you learn all of Rashi, you'll see that your whole understanding was different than the way it should have been. But initially, I say, read the Gemara, try to understand it. Read the Gemara and use Rashi as a tool where necessary to understand it. So first, we have to learn. After we've learned, we can reach a point of remembering. And by the third or fourth time I'm reading a page of Gemara, by Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we might say a second or third time. By a Pasuk, we might say a second or third time. If I'm new to the material, so then the second or third time is when I could try to retain. The first time I have to focus on understanding. I can't focus on remembering. Let me understand. The mere fact that I know that I'm trying to remember this will already work on my mind to read it differently, to read it with more seriousness. Okay, I learned a page of Gemara, and I understand it. I learned a few halachos, and I understand them. Now what? So then it depends on the Seder. What I could do is I could review and summarize the page in my mind. I could review the Shakla V'Tarya. I could master Shakla V'Tarya, the to and fro of the Gemara, so I could summarize the whole page. And if I'm going to do that, I should try to remember the tzulat daf, the shape of the page. I should try to remember the daf, which page is it on. I can draw an outline. You know, when the Rush wanted to write his work, so he first wrote a summary of all the Tosfos. One line on each Tosfos, two lines max on each Tosfos. So did he get the whole Shakla V'Tarya of Tosfos? No, but he got what he needed to out of Tosfos. When the Rambam wanted to write his work, he first wrote a Sefer HaMitzvos. A few lines on each mitzvah. Did he do all the shas on each mitzvah? No. He did what he needed to have a summary, to make sure he covers everything. And the same thing, a person has to try to summarize things. Now, when we're learning, we have to be focused. If we're not focused, we don't understand, we don't retain. Being focused involves being audible in the way we learn. If you're going to learn without making yourself heard, then the chances of your remembering are far less. The next thing is, a person should try to say it in his own words. Don't just repeat what you read. Use your own words to describe what you read. If you can use your own words and describe the Shakla V'Tarya of the Gemara, you're already ahead of the game. Point number three, we have to be focused. And that usually means we have to have a good night's sleep. Not two cups of coffee, but a good night's sleep. You get a good night's sleep, you can be more focused. Now, sometimes it helps to have a chavrusa, because then you're talking to him and that helps you remain focused. If you don't have a chavrusa, then sometimes it helps to write. When you're writing, you're expressing your thoughts. I will very often write down a summary of a page of Gemara I'm learning and then put it in the Gemiza. I didn't write it in order to review it. I wrote it to force myself to focus. If I had a chavrusa, I could talk to him. Sometimes when I'm tired and I don't have a chavrusa, so I'm having a hard time focusing, I don't want to go nap now. So I'm going to write a summary of the page. I'm going to force myself to write it, and this way I force myself to get the Shakla V'Tarya down pat. Now remember that learning Gemara is very different than learning everything else, because you don't have periods, you don't have question marks, you don't have clear delineations of what point was bothering the Gemara and how does this answer that point. So you really have to break your head over understanding what's going on here. It's harder than other forms of learning in that sense. Okay, now let's assume we've learned. So, the first chazara, the most important chazara possibly, is the chazara right after I've learned it. You finish learning a page, you've learned it once, twice, thrice, whatever, however many times you learned it, Let's assume you're not trying to memorize Shas. You just finished a shiur in Gemara. The most important chazara is the first chazara. Rav David Feinstein used to tell us that all the time. That right after you finish shiur, just when you need that break, right? You want to go out to the coffee room. But before you lose it, right now you have everything. You just learned it. Right then, sit down and review it. If you feel like you need a break, hey, go get a breather, but then 10 minutes later, review it. Not 2 hours later, tonight, or any other time. Right after you learn something, you can usually summarize it very, very succinctly. You can get it down to two sentences, five sentences. You could really summarize a page quickly because you just learned it.
How do you do it, Balpeh or Bechtav?
Either or. You could, okay, so how do you do chazara? So one type of chazara is rereading the page. Let's say you learned the Daf Gemara. You reread it with Rashi. Another type is you could say it in your own words. And then, okay, what did I see today? What I try to do every time I finish a Seder is ask myself, okay, what did I see? What did I just do today? So on my bus ride here, I was reviewing what I did this afternoon. On my bus ride there, I was reviewing what I did this morning. On my walk to learning this morning, I was reviewing what I did yesterday. When I lie in bed trying to fall asleep, I review what I did throughout the day.
Just in your head, you're saying?
In my head, yeah.
Yeah, not speaking it.
If I could talk it in the morning, there's no one on the streets, I could talk, mm-hmm. I talk. If I'm walking in places, there's no one there, I talk it. Because it says in Halacha also, that he who makes his learning audible retains it for longer than he who does it in his mind. It's Halacha in Hilchos Talmud Torah.
Are you saying that if people are on the street, you wouldn't say it?
No, I wouldn't. Only if there's a rude man standing next to me talking on his cell phone, I can't concentrate. So if he could talk on his cell phone, I could talk my Gemara. I don't go as loud as he goes, but I go loud enough that I could concentrate.
Because you don't want to look weird to other people.
Right? You shouldn't look weird to other people, right? Halacha is in Hilchos Tefillah, but not for now.
Okay.
It says you should run to Davin. It says, but don't look weird. It says it over there. Okay. Back to... First chazara is maybe as you're learning, and then the first chazara is right after you've learned. You finish learning, stop, review what you did. And that's sometimes I'd say, take off 5 minutes off your Seder. Finish learning 5 minutes earlier, but review what you did. Because it's worth more than advancing another 5 minutes. At least you'll retain. Now, sometimes it's good to write a short summary in that review. You know, write one sentence, two sentences. Something that'll be easy for you to review later, if you want to review what you've learned. But that's review number one. Review number two is if you could have a quick Seder Chazar sometimes during the day, fine. If not, it's recommended that a person takes at the end of his day 20 minutes to a half hour to review everything he learned that day. That's a very strong recommendation.
And that's also in your head? Or
see how much you could do in your head. I don't have such a good head. I always find myself opening the books again. I wish it were in my head. I wish I could just summarize everything I did. Usually I'm like, wait a second, I'm missing a few lines there. There's more, I missed something. And usually what I'll do is I'll open the sefer and I'll start saying it without looking inside. Mm-hmm. And then I'll check myself. Mm-hmm. After I said a section of the Amud, I'll look back in the Amud and see, okay, did I get that all right? Yes, no. Sometimes I don't remember anything, or if I'm too tired, I'll review it inside. Review inside has its own value. That's a Seder Chazara. We're talking now about short reviews. A Seder Chazara, yeah. If you could have a Seder Chazaring, that's beautiful. That's great. A lot of people do that over Friday Shabbos. They review everything they learned during the week. Friday Shabbos, and they divide their day. Friday morning, you review the Gemara you learned morning Seder. Friday afternoon, you review the Tanakh you did the week. Friday night, you review maybe the Machshava you did during the week. Shabbos day. A person should try to have over the weekend, being that it's a time that most people don't advance in their learning, but to try to have a Seder Chazara, then to review what you did, and you'll be surprised how pleasurable such a Seder is. It's enjoyable learning for Shabbos. You're not breaking your head. You're reviewing something which you just learned this week.
And if you can't remember any of this stuff off the top of your head, so that means that reviewing everything means rereading everything that you did?
Then you're doing something wrong in your learning.
Okay, but I mean, there are some things that maybe you don't remember all the things, and you have to look back into the...
Fine, so then you have to review inside. Fine.
So that's a lot of review inside.
Shouldn't be. Then you're not doing something right.
Okay.
If you're taking the last 5 minutes of a Seder to review uh-huh. and summarize, say if you need to, so take 10 minutes and write a summary.
How detailed should the summary be after you finish learning?
Less detail.
Huh? Less
detail.
meaning
less is better.
Less is better.
Right. Sometimes there are details that are worth remembering. You hit a Tosas that says there are six places in Shas we pass, and like Peshamai, you know you want to remember those six. Mm-hmm. And it's important to make tricks for remembering. There's a Braisa that discusses, I'm giving you examples from what I'm learning right now. There's a Braisa that discusses areas of Halacha where a house that's under 4 amah by 4 amah doesn't constitute a house. So it says Ma'ke, Mezuzah, Nega'im, I don't remember anymore. See, but there are two mems. I know I need another nun. Two nuns. Ma'ke mezuzah. Nega'im. And there's another nun. I'll see if I remember. And then there are ayins. Mem, mem, nun, nun. Skip the samach ayin. So you have Oche milchama. Comes back for war. If he built a new house, it has to be minimum 4 by 4 amas. Eruv. And then another din of Eruv of Shituf. And then another din of Eruv, whether it's considered its own house to extend the city, to combine two cities. And then you have another din of Achim, which is like Ayin. Achin and Shutafin Chokimbo. There. Yeah, I covered all the halachs but one. I don't remember. There's one nun there. I don't remember. So now I got to open a Gemara and look at the nun. But how do I remember it? Mem, mem, nun, nun. You know, double mem, double nun. A bunch of Ayins. And then...
Well, that's good right after you've learned it, but I mean... Let's say in the next few weeks, do you think you'll still remember that pattern?
Either yeah or no. I mean, that depends a little bit on how much I'll review it between now and then. If every time I have an opportunity to walk from here to the Beis Medrash, I'm reviewing, and when I have an opportunity to walk from the Beis Medrash down to the lunchroom, I'm reviewing, guys think they're doing me a favor when they walk me home. I'm happy to walk with the guys home, but the truth is I'm losing my learning time. Guys sometimes say, no, don't walk home alone. And I say, don't do me no favors. You know, I'm happy to take advantage of the time to talk to people. But if I'm not talking to them, then I'm doing that. When I'm on a bus, if I have a seat and I could concentrate to have a Gemara I'm learning from. But if I'm standing and I can't be thrown all over, so I'm reviewing in my head. Not always. Sometimes you're too tired to concentrate. Okay, that's when it's good to have an MP3 player. You could listen to a shir. Sometimes you need to let your mind rest. That's also important. But, yeah, I have enough rest throughout my day. I have many breaks. That's not a problem. So when possible, a person could. And I think part of it depends on how much you're going through.
Okay.
Time up? Yeah. Okay, so we'll quickly summarize more. Let's call the next guy in. We'll quickly summarize a few more things about Chazara to be continued. Come on in, Bitzalim. So we mentioned Chazara right after the learning. We mentioned Chazara at the end of the week. There's another Chazara at the end of the month. It's highly recommended if a person can take the last 2 days of the month to review. And here again, minimize the details. Try to get the Chazara to be an overview. There's a Chazara which is relearning the subject well, and it should go quickly. And then there's a Chazara that's just to familiarize, remember what you learned, remember the topics, remember plus minus the Shakla Vitaria. And then there's one more type of chazara, which is that you look at a bird's eye view of what you learned. Meaning, it shouldn't be that in a year from now, someone says a gemara that you learned, and you don't remember that ever existed. So that's a chazara which a person could do, let's say, when he's standing in line. He takes a gemara from last year, and he doesn't go in depth. It's a chazara for when you can't focus. From a bird's eye view, he looks over, okay, what did I see here? What did I see here? What did I see here? What were the topics here? What were the topics here? It's a bird's eye view of what you did. And that's a very important chazara. That's a very important chazara. Now, if you did all the other chazaras, then that one becomes very, very valuable. Mm-hmm. Now, there are two more tricks to chazara. One is, if you review something often, meaning what I tried to do, let's say I learned Gemara Moed Katan, so I learned Daf Beis. When I learned Daf Gimel, I did Beis and Gimel. Dalet, I did Beis, Gimel, Dalet. I'd always be doing a 4 or 5 Daf. And then I'd stop after I finished the Perek and review the whole Perek. Meaning that Chazar also involves that, stopping and reviewing. Finish a chapter, review it. And if you summarized well in two words, then the review takes less time. Because you've been reviewing. It's very easy to review subjects that you know. And you fly through it. Now, sometimes what happens is you review the same halachos or the same gemara 50 times. By the time you're up to 15 or 20, it's already, you're reading the words and you're not thinking. Mm. So that's when it helps to take a new commentary. Meaning, I was chazering certain halachos so many times that my mind just wandered over the Shulchan Aruch without thinking what I was reading. So what I did was, I took a Shulchan Aruch with a new pirish, with another mefarish on the Shulchan Aruch. I was used to the Tzuras Adaf of the Shulchan Aruch, so I took Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah. I was used to that. I took Shulchan Aruch with Nachlas Tzvi. I took a different mefarish. Now, when I read it, I didn't learn the mefarish so much as learning him. I did it more so my mind has to think a little bit about what it's doing. When I got tired of chazering Shulchan Aruch, so I took a Levush to chazer. So you summarize Shulchan Aruch, I get a new pirish on the Shulchan Aruch. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes you need new angles at material. You can't just regurgitate. So in the beginning, you should regurgitate. In the beginning, you just got to review the material. And that's the final point of Chazara, which is you have to take points where you stop and review. Don't advance. Stop, review what you did until now. Hanukkah comes, you review the Zman until Hanukkah. Tu B'Shvat is coming, you should take a week to review what you did from Hanukkah to Tu B'Shvat. It's better to review more with less detail than to review with more detail and review less. Because the details, it's hard to remember. You can't remember details. There was a Ragachavar, he was a super genius. He wrote that. He said, you learn a Masechta, you get the points of the Masechta. The details, you can't remember. For that, you review in text. That, you have a Seder Chazar where you review in text. But the general Chazar, you're trying to get the general picture again. And then there's a chazar where you relearn it. Fine. So my learning with you guys, Rosh Hashanah, is chazar where I'm relearning it. I'm learning through brachos. I'm relearning it. I'm learning through guys kiddush. I'm relearning it. Those are chazars where I'm relearning it and I'm noticing things I didn't notice before and I'm getting the details again. That's a different type of chazar. That's a chazar which you got to figure out where to incorporate. But I assume for that you didn't need me. Mm-hmm. Meaning to relearn it and to make breaks and relearn it. That's the chazar which I figure you guys know about. So that I didn't think that required delving on, and now we're infringing on Betzalel's time. So.